Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the series Qiyamah, the final reckoning. So in our last discussion, we spoke about the types of questions that people will have to answer on the day of Qiyamah. One is with regards to their faith or the lack thereof, kufr and shirk. The other is in terms of what they did in this world. Amma kanu ya'malun, as Allah says in the Quran, the luxuries that they enjoyed. Thumma latus'alunna yawma idhin 'anil na'im. The various bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then the faculties, inna sam'a wal basara wal fu'ada kullu ula'ika kana anhu mas'oola, that your hearing, your sight, and the heart of each one of those will be questioned by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Promises and covenants, wa ofu bil ahd, inna al-ahda kana mas'oola. The Quran tells us, fulfill your promises and covenants because you'll be questioned about it on the day of Qiyamah. How you used your tongue, how you used your eyes, your thoughts, all of that. The first thing that you will be questioned about, as we discussed, is your salah. If that is in order, then you are likely to prosper at the various levels after that. If that is not in order, you are likely to fail at the various levels that are to come subsequent to that. Now, today we focus on the different kinds of reckonings and some of the examples in that regard. The obvious reckoning will be very hard for the unbeliever. Then it will be difficult and long for the believer who had many sins, because he would have to account for that. It would be exceptionally easy for those who are granted Jannah without reckoning. That will be a small exclusive group. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. And then you have those whom there won't really be a reckoning. Their record will just be shown to them, and then they will be forgiven and told to enter into Jannah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about them in the Quran. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. Then as for him who will be given his record in his right hand, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابَ يَسِيرًا. He surely will receive an easy reckoning. Meaning he will be shown his sins and he will be forgiven. One is those who will be granted entry into Jannah without any reckoning. Then those who will be granted an easy reckoning. So the ultimate is to ask Allah to grant us Jannah without reckoning. Second is, oh Allah, grant us an easy reckoning. Aisha radiallahu anha, when she heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrate this verse, she said, she quotes what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, that no one will be called to account on the day of resurrection, but he will be doomed. Meaning if Allah has to really take an account from you and hold you responsible for all of the bounties that he has conferred upon you, and then for your actions corresponding to that, no one can survive. So Aisha radiallahu anha said, yeah, but doesn't Allah say for يُحَسَبُ حِسَابِ يَسِيرًا, that he will be given an easy reckoning? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is only the presentation of the account. But if Allah is to go into proper reckoning on the day of Qiyamah, no one will be able to survive that. Then there is a famous hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anha, that once a person asked him that narrate a hadith to me. I'm giving you the gist of the narration. And as Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu started to narrate the hadith, he began to gasp and he had to sit down for a while and recover. And he tried again, and it happened a second time, and it happened a third time. And eventually he told them that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, on the day of resurrection, Allah will come down to his slaves to pass judgment between them, and every nation will be kneeling. The first one to be called forth will be a man who had learned the whole of the Quran, and a man who was killed for the sake of Allah, and a man who had a lot of wealth. Allah will say to the one who had learned the entire Quran, did I not teach you what I revealed to my messenger? He will say, yes, O Lord. Allah will say, what did you do with it? He will say, I used to stand in prayer and I used to recite it during the night and during the day. And Allah will say to him, you are lying. And the angels will say, you are lying. Allah will say, you didn't do it for my pleasure. You only did it so people could say that he's a beautiful reciter of the Quran. And the same with the man who has wealth. Allah will say, you only gave from your wealth because you wanted people to say you are generous. The same for the person who was martyred. Allah will say to him, you only strove for martyrdom because you wanted to be known as a courageous person. So ikhlas and sincerity is paramount in whatever we do. And Allah will call us out for that. And imagine if Allah is to take a reckoning for us in terms of our sincerity. Who can survive? But we have hope in the mercy of Allah. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates, he says that I heard the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah will bring the believer close to him and shelter him and cover him. Then he will say, do you acknowledge such and such sin? Do you acknowledge such and such sin? The servant will say, yes, O Lord, until he will have acknowledged his sins. And he will think to himself, I am doomed. Allah is listing it all. Then Allah will say, I concealed it for you in the world, and I forgive you for it today. Then he will be given his book of deeds. But for the munafiqeen and the kafirin, the witnesses will say, هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. These are the ones who lied against their Lord, no doubt. Allah la'natullahi ala al-zalimin. The curse of Allah is on the zalimun. So those who are believers, there is that group that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say, I concealed it for you, so today I forgive you. In Sahih Muslim, there's a narration of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm giving you again the gist of the hadith. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be said, Allah will say, O son of Adam, I was sick, but you did not visit me. And the servant will reply and say, Allah, you are Rabbul Alameen. How can you get sick that I need to visit you? Allah will say, a servant of mine was sick and you didn't visit him. The same, I was hungry, you didn't feed me. Allah, how can I feed you? You are Rabbul Alameen. You don't need food. A servant of mine needed and you did not feed him. The same with drink. So these are the kind of questions that will be asked of Muslim servants on the day of Qiyamah. How will we be given our books? Those who are successful will be given their books from the front in their right hands. Allah says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Then as for him who will be given his record in his right hand, he will surely receive an easy reckoning and he will return to his family in joy. He'll be happy. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in another verse that he will say, هَاُ مُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ. Come, read my record. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. Surely I did believe that I shall meet my account. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَادِيَةٍ. He will be in a happy life. And Allah goes on to describe the bounties he will enjoy. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ. As for the one who will be given his book of deeds, behind his back, that's the one who will be given in his left hand, the one who failed. فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا. He will invoke for his destruction, that rather I just be dead. وَيَسْلَى سَعِيرًا. And he shall enter a blazing fire. So Allah talks about this, that أَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِالشِّمَالِ. The one who's given his book of deeds in the left hand will say, فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَ. I wish that I had not been given my book. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. And that I had never known my account. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَ. If only I can just die. So we must realize, Allah says, هَذَا كِتَابُنَا يَنْطِقُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. This is our record, speaks about you with the truth. إِنَّا كُنَّا نَسْتَنْسِخُ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Verily, we were recording what you used to do. Meaning the angels used to record what you used to do. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us our book of deeds in the right hand. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.